We want to speak about drugs in this lesson. My name is Garland Robinson. You know, we live in a sin-sick society. Our society today stresses the idea to go along and get along. Go along with the crowd. Do whatever makes you happy. Do whatever makes you feel good. Well, that affects every age group. Everyone is affected by that. Young people especially. Because they're under pressure to go along. They're under pressure to dress like everyone else. To go along with the style, the fad at the time. To get involved in things. Anything that would be different than what your parents want you to do. What the school wants you to do, what the law wants you to do, what the Bible says for you to do, that's what people are interested in, and they're under a great deal of pressure to go along that way. Well, drugs is one of the very prevalent things of society that is very much in use, not only by adults, but by young people as well. Well, for one, the Bible doesn't condemn drugs across the board. God created the plants and herbs for us to use wisely, and they can be used as legitimate medicines to relieve pain or the symptoms of a certain problem to help us in our heart or lungs or kidneys or some function. There are antibiotics that without the proper use of them, we would grow gravely ill and even die. People are living much longer nowadays because of drugs and health care. So there is a good and a proper, a legitimate use of drugs. But there's also an improper, an illegitimate, an illegal, an immoral use of drugs. We know there are drugs that make you sleep, drugs that wake you up, drugs that keep you going, drugs that slow you down, drugs that make you lose your mind. But sadly, the use of drugs, the misuse and abuse of drugs will cause you to lose your soul. Friend, don't be guilty of losing your soul, the most precious thing in all the world. There are basically four categories that we might put drugs in. There are amphetamines. These are uppers. They pick you up. They combat fatigue, increase alertness. There are barbiturates. These are the downers. They slow things down. There are hallucinogens, cause people to, well, as somebody said, to take a trip and never leave home. That is to make your mind wildly fanciful, to think in all crazy things. These are the kinds of drugs that make you feel like you can step out of a tall building and you'll float. These are the kind of drugs that make you think you can walk into the path of a big truck. Hallucinogens are defined as substances which are capable of producing bizarre and even colored interpretation of visual and other external stimuli by action on the brain and all the different body senses. Let's go back to the barbiturates a moment. They have the effect to calm and sedate. There's a legitimate use there. It slows the heart rate, the breathing rate, many other body function. These drugs are useful in calming patients prior to surgery or inducing sleep, dulling pain. And without that, the doctors would not be able to perform their surgeries and such. So there's a legitimate use there. Some of the barbiturates are used also to control convulsions and epilepsy. Alcohol is used as a base in many of the medicines. And it has a legitimate or a proper use in that regard. But not beverage alcohol. Not simply for the thrill of it. Not simply for the taste of it. Not simply because people like it, but there's legitimate use. It's a barbiturate. It slows you down. It slurs your speech, your reaction, your alertness. Used properly, you're okay. Used or misused, abused, then you're in grave danger. There are narcotics. Narcotics, we think of the harder core drugs. These are the addictive drugs. They're like also depressants to the central nervous system. They're highly addictive. People become insensitive to their use, and they need more and more to get the effect that they're looking. Here you find drugs such as morphine, which is an opium derivative. Heroin is a morphine derivative. But the Bible doesn't condemn the legitimate and proper use of drugs, because God created the herbs and the things, the plants, and that we might use wisely. But it condemns the use of drugs simply on a recreational basis, simply because we lack the feel of it, or we lack the sensation, or we want to escape from reality. The Bible condemns the word drug and the word witchcraft. In Galatians chapter 5 and verse 19 and 20, we read of a whole list of sins. Sins such as adultery and fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murderers, drunkenness, revelings, and such like. You know what the Bible says? The Bible says, they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God, Galatians 5 and verse 21. In these lists of sins is the word witchcraft. The word witchcraft in the Greek is pharmakia or pharmakon. It's our word that is like pharmacy. It has to do with drugs. It has to do with incantations, mind-altering substances, drugs. A witch or sorcerer will mix up a potion and cast a spell upon someone, cause them to act contrary to what they normally would do. And so the Bible condemns that kind of use of that kind of things, a mind-altering substance. The Bible also condemns drugs in principle. Anything that's contrary to godly, wholesome living is a sin. We're told to abstain from every form of evil in 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 22. We're told that evil companions corrupt good morals, 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 33. Drugs put us in with the wrong crowd. We get in with situations where we lose our influence. We don't have the right example, not a godly one at least. In 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 6, we read godliness with contentment is great gain. But godliness and drug use do not go hand in hand. People experiment with sin and pleasure. They're not content with the way God has created us to be, and so they want to artificially stimulate and change, alter that which would be the proper and righteous use. Then we read in Romans chapter 6, in verse 16 and 17, where sin enslaves. Here we read, "Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness? But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness." Here the Bible simply says that we must not come under the power of any force. We cannot lose control of our own mind, of our own action. Anything that causes us to be a slave, anything that we serve, is wrong and sinful. Well, drugs are that way. They're wrong and sinful because they alter our mind. They alter our body. We're not alert. We're not sober. We're not in control. And that's what makes them wrong, because it causes people to lose control. In 1 Peter chapter 2 and also Romans 13, both of these passages say that we are to obey the laws of the land. We don't have time to read all the verses connected with them, but if for no other reason, we find that drug use, illegitimate or abuse of drugs, is wrong because it's against the law. We're told in these passages to submit ourselves to every ordinance of man. And there's only one exception to that rule. That is Acts 5 and verse 29 that says we ought to obey God rather than man. That is, if man makes a law that requires us to violate God's law, then we obey God instead of man. But the law here that man has made in regards to drugs doesn't violate God's law. It goes along with God's law, and it submits itself to the law of God. So drugs are wrong. Drugs, whether it be marijuana or heroin, cocaine, morphine, methamphetamine, or in short, crystal meth, all of these things, they're illegal for one. They're against man's law, but they're also against God's law. Friend, you can, though, have forgiveness of the use and trafficking in these kind of things. The Bible says that the Lord is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Jesus died on the cross so that you might have forgiveness of your sins. Any sin, every sin that you have committed, even the use of drugs, can be forgiven if you'll turn from it. If you'll put it aside, put it behind you, and ask God's forgiveness. Well, how do we do that? Well, when we truly believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, when we repent, turn around, change our mind, our thinking in regards to whatever the sin is, and especially drugs, turn from that, confessing faith in Christ, you can be baptized for the forgiveness of your sins. The blood of Jesus will wash your sins away if you'll obey the gospel by repenting and being baptized. And then when you're raised up from that watery grave of baptism, you can walk a newness of life. Romans 6 and verse 4. The old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17. You are a new creature in Christ. What a blessing that is. You can be forgiven if you will obey the gospel. Or if you're a Christian, you can still be forgiven if you'll repent and turn from it and confess that you might have forgiveness. Friends, the illegitimate use of drugs is wrong and is sinful, and it'll cause you to lose your soul. My name is Garland Robinson.